For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, a good friend of mine, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listeners Special. Get amazing discounts right now on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. These are amazing. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for the buy one, get one free offer of Giza Dream Sheets. Enter promo code KIRK. Call 1-800-875-0425 for these great specials. That's 1-800-941-5493. Use promo code KIRK. Again, Mike Lindell is a great friend of mine. He's terrific. So go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and promo code KIRK. If you like Mike Lindell and you love what he's doing for the country, you also like our show, The Charlie Kirk Show, boom, kill two birds, one stone. MyPillow.com, buy a bunch of stuff. Promo code KIRK.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center's not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. Normally, we can save you up to half of what you're paying now and give you way longer to pay it back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes, even without a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Banner Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden will not invoke executive privilege on Trump White House documents pertaining to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
Former President Trump is trying to block documents being sought by a House committee's investigation into the January 6th attack. But the Biden White House is rejecting Trump's request.
The president has determined that an assertion of executive privilege is not warranted for the first set of documents.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki insisted there was nothing political about the White House decision and that it's part of an effort to help prevent another incident like January 6th from happening again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Maryland today, Capitol Heights Police Chief Mark Cummings tells WJLA-TV two female staff members are dead after a shooting inside a Maryland senior living facility.
Young male was at the rear of the building running out and said there was a shooter in the building. The officers made entry into the building, at which time they found victim number one in the corridor. They continued their advance and found a second victim in the office.
A resident of the complex says the shooter is a fellow resident who said he was fed up with how senior citizens were being treated there. The company running in the facility says they're heartbroken that two staff members were killed. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports there's a partisan divide when it comes to information from the government.
The poll shows 61% of Republicans, but only 38% of Democrats, think the U.S. government has a lot of responsibility for spreading misinformation. However, there's more bipartisan agreement about the role social media companies play. 79% of Republicans and 73% of Democrats say social media companies have a great deal or quite a bit of responsibility for misinformation.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. No more mandates. Governor Sisolak says he does not anticipate requiring proof of full vaccination in order to enter restaurants or other indoor venues. His response was an answer to a question about LA's recent requirement for such a proof of vaccination. Whether a similar edict would be coming here to Nevada? Sisolak's comments came during a news conference where he announced the state's vaccination campaign, conducted with the help of FEMA, has come to a close. Back in July, the governor asked for federal help from surge teams to improve the Silver State's COVID-19 vaccination rates. The, quote, Get Out and Vax program targeted zip codes with those low rates. Sisolak said while the FEMA effort is ending, local officials will continue their efforts to get Nevadans vaccinated. 55% are now fully vaccinated here in the state of Nevada. Well, some Friday night lights are not going to be shining tonight as the Arbor View at Foothill, that high school football game, has been canceled due to COVID-19 protocols. This is the third game this season which has been canceled for Foothill and the first for Arbor View. There was another game canceled earlier in the week.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Watch out for some right shoulder activity there. It's partially blocking the right lane, Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. Also do expect those delays downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 west at Eastern. As they work on that bridge reconstruction, only two lanes available through there.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Good to have you with us on this Friday, October the 8th. We are already into October, and it's just incredible. Hope you enjoyed the rain overnight and throughout the day. It's bright and sunshiny and very windy right now. So we're all dealing with allergies and all kinds of other stuff that's in the air. But suffice to say, it's going to be a great weekend, and I'm glad to have you with us. As you know, we've got 8 candidates for governor who are crisscrossing the state even as we speak, talking with voters and getting a feel for the electorate. And one of them is with us right now, Dr. Fred Simon. He is a Republican candidate for governor, and he joins us. He's a medical doctor, trauma surgeon, small businessman, and a good guy as well. Dr. Simon, how you been?
Hey, Kevin, I've been great. I've been a very busy boy.
I know you have. I got to ask you, though, first, simply because we're all talking about what's going on with the COVID-19 pandemic. We know that the governor had a news conference yesterday, says that he doesn't expect more mandates, but he didn't guarantee it. I know you have been very busy, and you had a recent visit to Pittsburgh to meet with the world's leading experts on COVID-19. Can you talk about the conference you attended and what came out of it?
Sure. You know, the most interesting, fun part of it was Dr. Li Mingyan from China, the young gal who left with all the Chinese secrets. I actually was sat down with her in a couple meetings independently. Peter McCullough was there. Robert Malone, one of the original inventors of messenger RNA vaccine and DNA vaccines. And a couple colleague friends of mine, Dr. Urso from Houston, and Ryan Cole, who's a pathologist from Idaho. So we had a lot of multidisciplinary interactions talking about the whole essence of this. From the governmental corruption to the hospital corruption, looking at the world of synthetic biology, the world of bioterrorism. And fundamentally, to tell you, Kevin, the most important thing that we all agree on is this is now a pandemic of undertreatment by therapeutics that have been limited by corruptive governors like Sisolak. And it's interesting to see him back off as I continually put pressure on him by radio. But what's necessary to look at is we have a whole cadre of therapeutics that could be put as over-the-counter medications that your loved ones could walk in, get a quick introduction to by the pharmacist so you're safe in dosage and treat this thing early. And it does work. We all agree. And I'm going to bring some of my friends to Las Vegas, and we are going to have a conference in Las Vegas. I will moderate it so that we can get this message in Nevada and put forth this program.
What do you think happened in the beginning? A lot of people didn't know what was going on. They had never seen a virus like this, and I'm curious what you think the early going was when, you know, even folks at the CDC and the FDA, they were making pronouncements, but they didn't really know what was going on. What do you think was going on at that time?
Well, if you can believe this young woman, who is one of my heroes, who is over here in the United States, is still a target for the Chinese government. We sat down for about 10 minutes, and this has been in the plans, this bioterrorism, by the Chinese for a decade, and she has documentation to that. Now, here's the very sick part of this, is the connection with the NIH, Dr. Fauci, they all had knowledge on a lot of this information. And we go back to David Malone, the evaluation of the patents and the following the patents. We know for fact, objectively, that all of this occurred for over a decade. And she told me that the Chinese government acknowledged the fact that they cannot beat the United States on a military basis, but they could win the battle by using synthetic biology.
Does this reach into the Chinese government, or are these rogue agents? Who's behind it?
Well, if I'm to believe her, it's the Chinese government.
Wow. So this reaches all the way to the upper reaches of the Chinese government. Now my question is, Dr. Fauci, he has said masks are good, masks are bad. He's been wrong more than he's been right, but yet people still believe in him, and he's still the leading medical guy in the Biden administration. I guess my question is, how dirty is he?
Well, Kevin, let me tell you, my whole approach to everything is data-driven, information-driven, and an intellectual approach to politics and government and making decisions. We got to go back. The Congress passed a bill that allowed media to put out propaganda back in 2012. So our government says we can propagandize information. Fauci has been involved in this for two decades. There is no doubt about it. Now, I'm talking to Bob Malone, who now is called a terrorist, whose career is being ruined, threatening of board certification, threatening of removing privileges. McCullough had his privileges removed. We talked about that. I've had similar experiences. The bottom line here is, if you push against this power structure, you will be punished. But the tables are slowly turning. The American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, which is the largest group of independent surgeons and physicians, has been pushing back with appropriate messaging, literature, meetings, and litigation. We also met with two constitutional attorneys. When we look at this whole thing, it is totally connected to our government, because the NIH and the CDC is part of the government. Now, how much the upper level of the government knew about this, that's not known at this point in time.
Again, Dr. Fred Simon joining us, Republican candidate for governor. He's a medical doctor, he's a small businessman, and he has been traveling the country to get more information on COVID-19 and the Delta variant, etc. I want to ask you, because you mentioned about the therapeutics, and we know the huge pushback by a lot of folks on the left, to be honest with you, hydroxychloroquine and some of the other therapeutics. How did that come to be? We've been talking about how we're going to let the science drive, what we're talking about here. Explain how that happened.
Well, simply, let's just look at it. It's called money, the dollar. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, very inexpensive. Ivermectin is one-third of a penny per dose. So you can get three pills for a penny. So take a look at the world. Uganda. Now, you wouldn't expect Uganda to have a healthcare system that's superior to the United States. They've been using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and have a very low COVID death rate. You look at India. They took all their provinces and they eliminated ivermectin from one province. Everywhere else, the COVID data saw a significant decrease in incidence, minimal deaths, except this one province. In fact, the pharmaceutical industry in India may supersede the United States. They've got excellent pharmaceuticals there. here's the fundamental thing. Pfizer just put out they're going to make billions and billions of dollars off this vaccine. They would not make hardly any money off hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, ivermectin, and we have a whole host of 10 other medications that potentially can be over-the-counter. I'm not going to give them to you now. I am creating now a panel of drugs that we will be able to utilize in Nevada when I become governor, and we won't have to deal with a governor who's going to withdraw care from patients, and hospitals are under-treating patients. And our biggest concern is if we talk about all of these things too much, then governors like Sisolak will withhold those medications and say they're unsafe. And these are typical medications that we physicians have been ordering for years.
But Dr. Simon, my question is, if the science says these drugs are good, ivermectin, I've talked to patients who've taken ivermectin, and they say it works. They swear up and down. They say, hey, you know, I'm alive today because of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and drugs like that. If that is indeed the case, that the science is saying it's okay and the numbers prove out, then how do they condemn such drugs?
Well, this is propaganda. This is governmental corruption. This is hospital corruption. The hospitals bought into Obama healthcare when it was passed because they are the beneficiary economically. Hospitals primarily are not our friends. The government's not our friends in this particular episode. The friends of the government is biotechnology, biopharma. And just because there is therapy that works doesn't necessarily are we going to get the message from Big Pharma that it's something good to do. Why do they come out with all these drugs all the time? They advertise on the TV. I don't need an advertisement on a TV to understand a new drug that comes out. What they're trying to do is propagandize drugs so that when the generic drugs, When they lose their economics from those generic drugs, now they've got new drugs that are 10 and 12 times or 20 times the cost, so they keep the revenue stream going. This is the industrial healthcare complex, same as the military industrial complex, that is driving the dollars, and no one cares about the healthcare of the citizens.
More coming up from Dr. Fred Simons. He is a Republican candidate for governor. He is a medical doctor. He's a small business guy. And I'm going to ask him if there is consensus within the medical community about what he's been talking about over the last 10 minutes. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed, especially during the COVID crisis. Our current governor closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. He prevented the use of safe and low-cost therapeutic drugs. How can I know this? I am an experienced trauma surgeon living in Douglas County. I am an MD, a medical doctor. I understand the importance of reaching medical decisions based solely on an unbiased and ethical evaluation of all data. So please, tell your friends and neighbors that we'll have to make our own hope. I will end the damaging economic policies and extreme control tactics enforced by irresponsible politicians. Learn more anytime and join us at simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. A recent poll by Charles Schwab found that only 6 in 10 of us with a 401k actually looked at their annual fee disclosures. That means more than 40% of participants said they did not review their 401k fee disclosure documents. This annual report is mandated under a U.S. Labor Department regulation. Your employer provided you with the information. Now it's up to you to make sure your fees are in line with your overall plan. The good news is your advisor can help identify high fees and perhaps do something about them. Here to talk about fees in your portfolio and how to minimize them is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you've got a name for those sometimes hidden fees.
Well, Steve, we call them financial termites, and they are existing, they are living, they are thriving in some of your portfolios, especially your 401ks or, many times in addition, mutual funds. Now, you've heard of mutual funds. They've been around ever since I've been around. I read a very enlightening book, which has come out in two versions now, over about 6 or 7 years ago, Mutual Funds Exposed. And I've got the second edition in front of me now. The next 10 people who call get a copy of this book. Steve, it's packed. It's a hardcover book. It's written by Kenneth Kim, who's a PhD at Stanford University.
Sure.
And he has gone and looked inside. I've had him on my show before, too, the Financial Safari on weekends. But he's looked inside a lot of mutual funds, a lot of 401ks, and found those financial termites. So the next 10 people call, we'll get a copy of that book. But more importantly, Steve, we can sit down and do your own analysis, your financial MRI, and we'll toast your retirement.
A fantastic offer, Coach. Don't let this one slip by. Call 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700. That's VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Big show today. If you think we missed the Friday song, you are wrong. We'll have the Friday song coming up in just a few minutes. Joining us, Dr. Fred Simon. He is a Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. He is a medical doctor, a small business guy, and he has a real interesting take on COVID-19, how we got to this point, and what a governor who is a medical doctor, what kind of difference could a doctor have made beginning with that March 17, a year and a half ago, pronouncement where we shut down everything in our state. Dr. Simon, let me just ask you, is there consensus, because you make a compelling argument, but is there consensus in the medical community about the stuff that we've been talking about the last 15 minutes?
Well, that's a very interesting and good question, and, you know, I'm a little shy, so here's the bottom line. There is a great ethical divide among physicians in this country, a huge one. Here's the problem. 65%+ of physicians are employed by hospitals, government, and insurance companies. We independent physicians, we've been bullied by medical societies and associations. Federation state boards have punished doctors for having opinions about just therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. We've had hospitals retaliate. I was suspended 3 weeks ago after 32 years in a hospital because I'm not vaccinated and I refuse to be tested twice a week. It's incredulous. But my peers, some of them are heroes. Some of them are wonderful practicing physicians. And others are just weak human beings who have the frailty of falling to the propaganda and the medical abuse that's going on. But if we don't stand up, if there ever was a time that the ethical behavior of physicians needs to come forth for the citizenry, it's now, absolutely now. In the times of crisis, perhaps especially in times of crisis, it's the duty of